All right, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680. The guy I like, he's 40 years old. He's almost as old as me. And that is Tim Hudson. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hall of Fame weekend is always a lot of fun. I'd love to get your comments on Pedro Martinez. We'll start with him.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, man, you know, in my generation, he was one of the best pitchers to take the mound. You know, I had the privilege of watching him in, you know, the late 90s and early 2000s when he was at his best. And, you know, you really felt sorry for your guys in the lineup that day when you had to face him. It was going to be a tough go at it.
What was special about him? He's sort of a mean guy. I don't know, but he stood on the mound. Nothing bothered him.
No, I mean, his presence was the best in the game at the time. You know, he had unbelievable stuff, had great command of all of his pitches. You know, he had one of those changeups that was, you know, like a screwball. You know, it was a Bugs Bunny changeup. So he was fun to watch. It was, you know, he had great command, and, you know, he'd dust you once in a while, too, to keep you, you know, keep you where you couldn't dig in the box, that's for sure.
And his brother was pretty good, too, Ramon Martinez as well. All right, Randy Johnson, 300-game winner, left-hander, all the strikeouts. You saw him up close.
Yeah, I mean, he was obviously one of the best, you know, to ever take the mound as well. You know, it's a, you know, big intimidating guy, left-hander, you know, big as the world. I mean, he was up there. He looked like he was throwing the ball out of the lights. He was so big. But, you know, I know the left-handers really, you know, they was coming to the park that day, you know, not feeling so well. I think they were – that was a day where all the right-handed rookies was in the lineup and go get them, kid, you know.
Very good. All right, John Smoltz. This is an Atlanta Brave, and you know him well. And I always said Leo Mazzoni had pictures in his locker of Smoltz, Glavin, and Maddox. And Leo loved them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if I was a pitching coach for that staff, I would too. You know, those guys are really good. But, you know, Smoltz, he was the ultimate competitor. You know, I played with him, and, you know, he had some of the best stuff I'd ever seen that I'd ever play with on the same staff. And, you know, he just goes out there and competes as good as anybody. Great stuff. One of the best sliders I've ever seen from a right-handed pitcher. And, you know, he's that guy that's really, really good at everything he does. You know, he's a great golfer, plays, I mean, he could, you put him on a ping pong table and he could, you know, he could play for the Chinese Olympic team. He was really good. And, but you know what, he's a great teammate too. I mean, that's the one thing, I'm sure a lot of these guys were awesome teammates, but he was an unbelievable teammate. And, you know, I'm really proud of him.
Yeah. Nice man as well. Tim Hudson with us. All right. Craig Biggio. He got hit a lot, but he had a big arm guard on too, but he played all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody wore a big arm guard back then.
Yeah,
but you know what? I mean, he was obviously, you know, him playing in the, you know, with Houston. You know, I didn't have a chance to play against him a lot whenever I was in Oakland. But, you know, watching him from afar, you know, he was just one of those scrappy, gritty players that, you know, just a baseball player that you wanted on your club. And, you know, would do anything for your team to help you win. Obviously, from going from catcher to second base to outfield, you know, he played whatever positions was asked of him. And, you know, those are the guys you want in your club. And he was able to compile some really good numbers while doing that, which is really remarkable.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. What a class going in. I'll tell you, it's really a class of players. All right, A's Giants. You've been there on both sides of it, the green and gold. You almost became an A a couple of years ago. What does that A's Giants mean to you?
Well, I mean, it's a huge rivalry here in the Bay Area. You know, the fans really enjoy it, and, you know, as players, you know, we embrace that atmosphere as well. It's a lot of fun. Obviously, I was on both sides of it, and you know, it's nice. You know, it gives us a little extra adrenaline every game coming out here, seeing all the fans into it. Obviously, we have our fans behind us this series. You know, at the end of the year, we're going to be going over there to their place and having the A's fans, you know, going against us. So it is exciting. You know, I know it's something we look forward to, and the fans do as well.
Yeah, Olmedo Saenz jumps out at me. Remember Olmedo Saenz? Didn't he hit a big home run?
You know what? He came off the bench and had a lot of big home runs for us when we was in Oakland. And, you know, he was amazing. He was a guy that, you know, you'd see him all over on the bench almost asleep in the 6th, 7th, 8th inning and, you know, somehow grab his bat and go up there and turn 97 around for a homer to help you win the ball game.
Amazing. All right, you go Sunday against the A's. How do you feel? What's up with you?
I feel good. Obviously, you know, I had a little break there for a few weeks. You know, I had one start under my belt coming into this one. Didn't go quite as well as I would have liked, but, you know, physically I feel pretty good. I feel like things are going to start hopefully, you know, going the right direction, and it'll give us a good chance to win, you know, against my old club.
Glad mom's okay.
She is great. Thanks for asking.
All right. That's Tim Hudson. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.